Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 28th of May of the year 2020, and a happy birthday today to Kylie Minogue, the People's Pocket Princess, celebrity butt-haver and songstress known as the canary down the coal mine of popular culture. Kylie Minogue has been at the forefront of many young teenage minds, both gay and straight, for multiple decades, so happy birthday, Ms. Minogue. You're not too good for a last name. And happy birthday today also to Ian Fleming, British author of the famous James Bond series of novels about a violently competent sociopath incapable of sustaining healthy relationships with women. Cool, cool, cool. That's what cool is, right? Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity interspace intergalactic lawyer Anubhav Pal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. And I'm glad we're talking about Kylie Minogue because I don't know if you know, she keeps two passports. She's got a Martian passport and she's got a local passport, an Earth passport. And it's mainly because she's done so much for kinetic energy in the world of entertainment. You know, I mean, kinetic energy created from motion, spinning around, locomotion. All her songs are basically paid for by the Kinetic Energy Association of the United States, who wanted her to write songs about keeping things moving.
I mean, that is an amazing thing because, as you know, many celebrities get things like honorary PhDs. Very few of them get honorary memberships to for-profit prison colonies. She's an honorary prisoner of Mars, and doesn't that make us all happy? Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in cartography news for our top story, but first some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, celebrations of Kylie Minogue's birthday have gotten out of hand after it's been revealed that she has been perpetually spinning around since the release of her smash hit song, Spinning Around, in the year 2000. The pent-up spinning around energy has been being siphoned off over that time, and London Mayor Sadiq Khan has fallen under criticism with revelations that his green plans for London are largely based on non-renewable spinning around energy. And in the news today, guerrilla artist and Banksy tribute act Blanksley has a warrant out for their arrest after having snuck into a London hospital to put a massive statue of an ambulance on top of an ambulance in tribute to or possibly protest of the NHS. Blanksley is a well-known but mysterious figure whose artistic contributions to public spaces are regularly confronting, often confusing, and always inconvenient. Like the time he plugged all of the industrial waste pipes of a tampon factory with giant tampons. I don't know what point he or she was trying to make, but it certainly caused millions of dollars worth of damage. Are you a fan of Blanksley's work?
Huge fan.
Just so inconvenient, right?
That's the thing. See, I think you can't have two anonymous artists. I mean, the world can deal with one artist that remains anonymous is a mystery, world famous, showing up at hospitals with murals and, you know, tearing up telephone booths. But Blanksley, I'm far more impressed by this guy, you know, because I think this guy is a publicity hound. He's just going to do anything to be known. You know, I think he's quite the opposite.
Yes, he certainly puts
the
public into public nuisance.
I'm supporting this guy, this other guy. You know, in fact, I see the first Banksy mostly as a hotelier now because of what he's built in Gaza. I don't even see him as an artist.
More news now, and revised relaxed lockdown laws have been announced in major cities all over the world as governments announce that you're allowed to go outside, but only if you're wearing a mask. And if you're not wearing a mask, you have to engage in full performance mime or poetry to ensure people are kept a reasonable 2 meters away. You can go in enclosed spaces, but only if you open a window and sacrifice a small weasel. And you can go out to work if it's the kind of work you can go out to do, but not if you're not in the mood or rich or Mercury's in retrograde. And Old West bank robbers have made a protest at the rush on facial coverings in COVID times, saying there are no bandanas left on the shelves and they're having to make do with scarves and tights. Though again, tights only work to prevent coronavirus transmission if you put the gusset over your mouth. Meanwhile, major concerns in the culture sector as more and more countries move out of lockdown, but America continues to charge towards endemic acceptance of high death rates and a politicized virus environment. A number of cinema watchers around the world have expressed fears that Hollywood will just keep talking about coronavirus long after the rest of the world has got a handle on it, and it'll be really, really f***ing boring. I mean, I for one can't wait to watch Tom Cruise run around a corner away from the virus, but by the time Jeremy Renner does it, I will be done. And that's all the time we have for the headlines of stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because how else are you going to break up the relentless march towards immolation? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Prepper Magazine. This month, an episode one of a monthly piece-by-piece build-your-own conspiracy theory kit with small pieces of widely available information and speculation that you can build into a watertight argument from a certain point of view in the comfort of your own home. You can then use the argument with anyone that doesn't have the time, patience, or education to provide effective counterpoints. Issue one of this build-your-own conspiracy theory kit is just a picture of a pyramid with a big question mark over the top of it. You'll have to wait till next month to find out. Or will you? And have you ever needed a thing? Wonder Product might be the thing for that thing, or maybe help you maintain the thing you already have or be a good accessory alongside the thing. Only 3 to 7 easy installments of money online or cash-filled envelopes to our registered postal box. Get it if you can. If you can, Wonder Product. I wonder what it is.
Who hasn't wanted a thing, Alice? Everybody wants a thing. There's a whole thing about it.
Wonder Product. Yeah, Wonder Product is one of our very regular sponsors, and I do wish they'd send us a sample so that I could have some idea what they were. In the dark forests of northern Russia, the Baba Yaga lives on her hut that stands on chicken legs facing the forest. If you go and ask the hut to turn around and are brave and pure of heart, you can enter Baba Yaga's house. It's larger on the inside than it is on the outside, and she often serves a feast. There are pearls in the pies, and the wine goblets are made of crystal, and the cutlery is made of silver and gold. When you sit down, don't eat any of this food. It's a terrible f***ing idea. You'll probably have to sell your soul, or Baba Yaga will eat you. What you need to do instead is have in your pocket or on your person at any time half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Fairy Tale Solutions Society of Northern Australia. Half a glass of water will not resolve your narrative tension.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's all the time we have for your ads today. Now it's time for your top story.
The last post.
Top story now, cartography news. Anuvab Pal, you're our cartographer. You've mapped unmapped regions of space and time in your job as a space lawyer. What's happening in the world of cartography right now?
Very interesting news, Alice. One, well, by which I mean one very interesting piece of news. While they were doing a review of India geographically, and they were trying to break down containment zones, they looked at the map of India, and last week they found an entire part of India which the government did not know existed. And it's always good in a country of 1.3 billion people to find an additional 100 million we knew, didn't even know were part of the country.
That happened so recently in London with the Picts under London. It's astonishing to see it happening again. This is a year of revelations in Earth.
Exactly. There's never a shortage of new geographies. Just when you think you found everything, off the coast of Tamil Nadu, they found an island. And on that island, there are some 500,000-600,000 people living. Nobody knew of this island, but apparently now they've been discovered. They want to come to India, but we can't have them. It's now a containment zone. So we found them and put them in prison, which is what civilization does. So, you know, they can't leave that island. But the most amazing part in cartography news is it never showed up on any map. It was a small little speck, but now it's an island and it's going to show up on all future maps. As will all the people on that island, who, of course, will leave the first chance they get.
What an incredible piece of cartography news that is. It is astonishing how many, you know, we have New Zealand popping up in January. We have the Pict civilization popping up under London. It's almost like that massive sort of earth-shaking, multi-dimensional moment on January the 1st of this year shook something loose at the core of the earth. Something to worry about, but maybe not now. We've got too many worries going on at the moment. Do these people have a name or a title or a language?
Well, technically, given it was found off the coast of India, I think they're going by Indians because it's still a part of India. But India itself might change its name to India. And you thought 1.3 billion was enough. I think that's the new name of the country. It's going to be a thing at the UN getting that in, because it's a whole sentence instead of just a country. It's not a short name, because then Chad or Niger might go up and say, Chad, the future of ballet dancing. You know, each country might want to put in their own phrase. But we've made a pitch for it, given at the rate we're discovering islands that we didn't know existed.
Well, that's great. Top story now. That's all the time we have for the top story, of course, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and the guest of the day, that's you today, Anuvab.
Mm-hmm.
As a proclaimed animal activist, I was furious to see the deformed flamingo in your podcast logo. As I live alone, I need to rant out these things. If I am not doing this, who else will? Sorry for the short email, as I'm in a hurry to order chicken nuggets. Yours, Pogo. So this is a complaint about our podcast logo. I'm not really sure what to say to that. We chose that logo very specifically. It is not a flamingo. It is a bugle bird, because we are brought to you by a small business known as the Bugle. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's sort of just a little in-joke for us. That is what the bird looks like. It's very specifically not a flamingo. And there are reasons for that, which I cannot go into right now. But I appreciate your letter, Pogo. And remember, you too can send a letter in to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time. Your guest today on the podcast was international space lawyer Anuvab Pal. Anuvab, have you got anything to plug?
Not really. I mean, I do a show on Spotify called Our Last Week, but what I really want to talk about is, I think Pogo, who wrote to you just now, Alice, is actually a disgruntled flamingo. It's probably not a person writing from a flamingo association. And Pogo, you'd be happy to know, massive resurgence of pink flamingos off the coast of Mumbai. In fact, they're demanding their own nation state. So if you're worried about the health of flamingos, just come to Mumbai. We're adding citizens and islands at the rate of, you know, at a very quick rate. So don't worry about flamingos. They are fine. Alice's logo has nothing to do with it. That's my plug.
Thank you so much for that. And thank you for coming on the episode today, Anubhav. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's @alliterative. Or commit to the Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Jay Rayner, and I host the Out to Lunch podcast, where I take fabulous guests out for lunch and grill them to a turn. For now, whilst lockdown reigns supreme, we're staying in for lunch instead, and we've got great company. Fascinating people share only the best takeaways with me over webcam. Great food and insightful conversation with the likes of Gary Neville, Sharon Horgan, George Ezra, and Dieter Von Teese.
Have you ever had a cream pie in the face?
No! So if you, like me, enjoy food and are missing restaurants, subscribe to Out to Lunch with Jay Rayner, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.